Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. What's the most important ingredient in your classroom? Any thoughts on that? Our minds might go different ways, but...
Love.
Love. All right. What else? Any other thoughts?
Consistency.
Structure. Any others? So where do those things come from? The teacher. So what's the most important ingredient in your classroom? You, right? That's, I mean, you could debate that. I get that. But that's what we're looking at here today is you. Who are you? I think that being an effective teacher has more to do with who you are as a person than whether you are a perfect, qualified, capable, whatever word you want to put in there, teacher. It has more to do with who you are, your character, and we've heard already about that. So, I'm guessing that if you're here, it's because you want to be more disciplined. Guessing so, because if you feel like you're already a disciplined person, probably aren't just going to show up here to tell the rest of us how to do it. I doubt. I mean, if you did, that's wonderful, because I'm not up here teaching because I'm a good role model. My wife is sitting in the class, so, she can testify that it's not necessarily my strength. But I have actually enjoyed preparing for the class, and it's shown me a lot of areas where I need to grow. I also actually have a former student sitting in here, too, so I think that's a first for me to teach a class like this with a former student. So, I don't know. Hopefully, he has good memories. Apparently not too bad because he's teaching, so apparently I didn't mess school up too bad for him. So really quick, just so we kind of know what we're working with here, I want this to be fairly interactive if we can, but just to kind of give us an idea of what range of people we have in here, how many of you are married people, just so we know what kind of lifestyles we're dealing with here? Okay, so that's fine. Just kind of know where to gear our thoughts. How many of you are over the age of 25? Okay, so yeah, probably roughly half. Okay. Does age have anything to do with discipline? What do you think? Do older people tend to be more disciplined? Somebody says no. Any other thoughts? Shakes of the head? Yes, no. Do you think older people tend to be more disciplined and young people just...
I think it depends on how you were in your younger life.
How you were in your younger... Okay. That's actually probably a pretty good point. The habits you make when you're younger tends to be what carries you on through life, right? Okay, so I gave you a handout with some questions on. We're going to kind of go down across that. So hopefully you glanced over that a little bit. I don't know, maybe think about this for a minute too. What time did you get up this morning? I guess we could talk about that. I don't know how vulnerable you want to be here. Are you an early morning person by nature? Let's see real quick. How many early morning people do we have?
What do you call early morning?
No. That's, yeah. I'm thinking like probably before 6 o'clock. You like to get up early. And late night people, you would rather work till midnight plus. Okay, that's probably split fairly half and half. I tend to be more of a late night person. I just am. Although I have learned that when I'm disciplined and I go to bed early and I get up early, I actually feel better in general about my life. Some of these early morning people are like, yes, somebody's finally learning. and just because you do sleep in late, I'm not going to instantly say you're an undisciplined person. I pulled up, researched a little bit, what do disciplined people's lives look like? And I don't know how many of you have access to that, but, if you just Google something like that, you can read basic schedules of people like Elon Musk and other famous people, what their day-to-day routines look like. And it's kind of fascinating because some of them, they get up early and they've got their day laid out. Others of them, they stay up late and they don't get up till like 9 o'clock in the morning. I forget who it was. It was some, I don't know, relatively famous person, and I think they didn't go to work till after lunch. And then they work till I don't know how late in the night. So just because you don't like mornings or do like mornings doesn't instantly mean you're disciplined or not. So, all right, what is discipline? Do we have any thoughts on that? Like I said, I'm hoping you have some things to share here. So while I've given some thought to these questions, I'm hoping not to just sit up here and lecture. What is discipline? It doesn't have to sound like you're quoting Webster, so. Doing what you should do instead of what you feel like doing. That's very true. All right, what else? What else would you say is discipline? Or
would it also mean punishing? Could it also be that side?
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. It can, that's right. Discipline can also be some type of corrective action.
Is the root of discipline disciple? And so discipline is something that is taught and learned, not something that you're just born with or whatever.
All right, good. Going back to the root of the word is disciple, so something that's learned and not just born with. Yeah, go ahead.
Training of the body.
Training of the body. Good. Good. What else? Any other thoughts on that one? You could say that it's the opposite of doing nothing. It's being deliberate in how you live. It's making deliberate choices. And that's going to kind of where my mind went with it. And while discipline does involve training others, we're thinking here of really disciplining yourself. So while we think of correcting, we think of that about that as parents and teachers. We discipline people. Do you discipline yourself? Correct yourself, train yourself. This definition from the dictionary said, training that corrects, molds, perfects the mental faculties or moral character. And I think that's pretty well put. It's a pattern of behavior. One quote I found said that the cure for laziness is discipline despite difficulty. I also put down here that discipline is what will keep you going through the daily grind. Because I don't know if you're like me, but some days what we feel like doing is not what needs done, right? And so if we did only what we felt like, we would give up or at least stay in the easy chair, right? All right, let's go to the next question. Why is discipline important? Why is discipline important? I mean, this is kind of assuming that it is, but...
Maybe your title has something to do with that. Discipline life affected teachers.
All right, good. So it's important because it affects some other part of your life, right? Affects how you teach. All right, good. Why else would you say discipline is important? And maybe you have to answer it in a sense from a negative side, as in you know that a lack of discipline causes a certain effect, so you know that discipline must be important because of that. As in if you stay up late, then it's hard to get up in the morning, so a lack of, you know, discipline is important if you want to get up early in the morning, right? Because you're going to have to go to bed in time so that you can wake up in time, right? Unless you run on a few hours of sleep, like a few people that I've met. I knew one man that he lived 3 or 4 hours of sleep. That's all he needed. And he just could go. So, but that's not your normal person. Most of us need a few more hours than that. Why do you think discipline is important? Or like, that's why I'm here. Go ahead. All right, good. Well said. Did I see another hand here? No? Go ahead.
Well, my mind went to the effect it has on others.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we're not disciplined in whatever area it might be, it'll affect other people in our lives, or our children, or our school, mm-hmm. whatever it be, negative or positive.
Correct. Do you have something over here?
Try to
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So, are you any of you first-year teachers? Okay, so we do have a few in here. That's perfectly fine. I was thinking about the fact of what we demand or ask of our students normally is pretty disciplined things, right? You need to have this math lesson done at this time. And that might vary depending on the age of your student, right? If it's a first grader, it's done by the time we're done with class or whatever. For my students being older, it's got to be done by the next day, right? I mean, you can't come to math class today without yesterday's lesson completed, right? And we hold them to pretty stringent discipline lines, don't we? And rightly so. But what about for yourself? And I don't know who it was somewhere along the line at events like this or listening to talks. I kind of became aware of that. You know, Johnny didn't get his lesson done, and we really get on him. I mean, knew this class was coming. You didn't get the lesson done. Why not? What do you do to yourself when you show up to science class and you knew that class was coming? You knew you were having science today, and I forgot to get what I need for the science experiment. And somehow you're very gracious to yourself, and oh, students, I'm sorry, I just forgot. It's a little bit of a double standard sometimes. Now, I'm not saying we should go super easy on them, but that discipline that we hold them to, we should hold ourselves to that same level, shouldn't we? Life does happen, and we've got a little bit more on our plates than that little school child, right? Some of us especially, more so if you're a parent. But, you know, I think there's an aspect of that we need to be careful we're not holding them to a standard that we don't. All right, have you thought of anything else on this question?
Definitely also lend to efficiency, because when you're not disciplined and you're doing this and you don't get the thing done, you go on to the next thing and then you have to come back and find your place. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. It affects your efficiency. It sure does. Now, discipline doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to stick at one job for the next 5 hours. But it means that you're not going to forget about it. And I actually found this. There's a fancy name for it. I think it's called the Pomodoro method. And I've actually found this to be helpful for me, especially like in getting ready for school. When I've got, you know, books to go over, things to study, or getting ready for teaching, something like this. The Pomodoro method says something like this, where you focus on this thing, and then you jump and you do something different, and then you come back. And I forget the exact amount of times, and I've actually found that helpful. You sit down, you study, you read something for, you know, I forget the time, maybe 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and then you jump over and maybe you go do something that exerts a little bit more. You rearrange your classroom, move some desks or whatever you need to do, and then you come back. And I've actually found that very helpful for me, because what's the flip side of that is that you'll simply, you kind of lose your focus, and then you end up just kind of drifting. And then it's a while before you come back to that job. So if you find something like that, maybe your brain needs a switch, but be disciplined in that switch. Okay. Why is discipline important? Well, it's at the core of who you really are as a Christian. Because Jesus himself said, if you do not deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him, you can't be his disciple. So to be a Christian takes discipline, doesn't it? I believe it does at the very core. You have to deny yourself. And discipline, we talked about, is training and changing our conduct. And so I believe it's at the very core of being a Christian, following Jesus. It takes discipline, because there's days when following Jesus is hard, right? And we might want to just give up, but discipline is what keeps you going, because you choose and you say, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to take up my cross. I'm going to continue to walk and follow him. I'm going to continue to be his disciple, right? And you continue to follow. And so I think discipline also helps to increase your relationship with God. As Christians, we should find a lot of joy in reading the Bible, right? But let's be honest, if you have spare time, is your first thing to go pull your Bible out and read it? I mean, let's just be honest. If it is, great, raise your hand and don't be ashamed of that. Because that's what it should be, right? If we have free time or if we're really that serious about following God, discipline, and we're that excited about it, that would be where we go. But for a lot of us, it takes discipline to actually spend time in the Word and spend time praying and meditating. So I think it's at the core of who we are. That's why I started with what I did, because we say we teach in Christian day schools, and I'm not questioning our Christianity, but let's make sure we're actually Christian in our foundation, and that's what everything of our life flows out from, is that relationship with Jesus. And that's not going to happen without some discipline. Have you thought of anything else? Why discipline is important? And that's true. When you start looking at the successful people, and yes, you can define that a lot of ways. And obviously we're not talking just about becoming a millionaire or something like that. But successful people are very disciplined people. And somehow, at least for me, we tend to kind of kick back at that. It's just like, well, that's just too, you get stuff too chopped up and played out in life. But they're successful. And we'll talk about some more of those things here. We already talked about it. It helps with time management. It helps you focus if you're a disciplined person, because you've already chosen to limit things that aren't important. And that's probably something for a lot of us. We have to learn to choose, back to the Bible reading. Well, we've got a lot of good things in our life, but you're going to have to be disciplined to choose which good thing you want to spend time with in your life. It helps you form good habits. Can you form a good habit without having some discipline? I think so. I mean, you're all teachers. Again, I can't spout all the numbers, but how many times do you have to do something before it becomes a habit? And then if you have a bad habit, there's the numbers of how many times you have to undo that, right? And it's like double or triple, isn't it, the amount of times you have to do it if you're trying to unlearn something and then learn the new one? Well, are you going to do any of that without discipline? No. Assuming we all brush our teeth every morning, that's a discipline, right? How did you learn to do it? Like his mom told you to, right? You grew up doing that. Do you make your bed every morning? How'd you learn to do that? Well, probably either your mom or dad taught you, or else somewhere in life you decided that was an important thing in life. Is it important? Yes? So again, these are little things in your life that speak, because so many of them kind of flow out into other habits in life. Is discipline at all important in helping you maintain good health? You live on Coke and donuts? I mean, if you enjoy that, does it take some discipline to not just drink too many Cokes? We're not going to put a number on how many Cokes are good for you or anything like that. We're not going to delve into, you know, deeply into health habits. But I think we all know. I mean, or probably think of people that have very poor discipline in their life, and unfortunately they suffer health problems, right? Does it take discipline to learn? Yeah, you know your students have to have it. Do you have to have it? Well, sure. You have to sit down and engage your brain. I found this quote by Joyce Meyer. I don't know who she is. Maybe somebody recognizes the name. But she said this: until you can control yourself, you won't be able to control anything or anyone else. And I think that's pretty true. If you can't control yourself, how do you expect to make a difference in other people's lives? If you can't control yourself, you won't be able to control anything or anyone else. And I think maybe if we boil discipline down, it has to do with who is in control of your life, or what is in control of your life. Is it you, or is it some other habit or activity or device or something that has control of you? Discipline's important because it's what brings progress. To accomplish anything, it takes hard work, and hard work is going to take discipline, right? If you were to have to go outside today and dig a ditch or something like that, would it take some discipline to get it finished up today? It would for me, because I do not enjoy working out in the heat. I'm not used to it. I'm a school teacher. But it would take a lot of discipline. Anything hard, you have to have discipline to stick to it and see it through to the finish. Does it take discipline to be a good listener? Are you a good listener? That's something we don't teach. Maybe we should teach. How do you become a good listener? Some people are naturally good at it. My wife is. I'm not. Guess who does most of the talking? But for some of us, it takes a lot of discipline to listen well. Oh yeah, we listen, but we're not really listening. Does it take discipline to have quietness? And maybe that's something that comes with age. I don't think I'm old, but I am, you know, older than I used to be. And that's something that I value more and more, quietness. Just make time for it. That's a challenge I'd leave with you as you think about disciplining your life. Make time for quietness. Just turn off everything else and just maybe with the Bible. I mean, I'm not downplaying that, but just quietness, time to think. Maybe you like nature. Go take a walk in nature. Maybe you like to jog. I don't know. But something where you just quietness. I think that's important in our lives. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what habits do you have that help you be disciplined. Maybe some practical things. Maybe they're habits that you know you should have, but you don't have. Maybe voice them now, and maybe it will make it more of a reality in your life. Well, maybe start with some things that you do already that are just a natural part of your life that when you stop and think about it, it's discipline. Because you could choose not to do it. What are some of those things? Well, you chose to be presentable here today, didn't you? I mean, you didn't have to do that. You could have crawled out of bed and just kind of whipped it back and walked in, right? I mean, you go out in general society, you ever see people that look like that? They're walking around Walmart looking like they crawled out of bed 10 seconds ago. That's discipline. Now, granted, that should be a discipline in everybody's life, right? But things like that even in your life. So, what else? Maybe routines. Go ahead.
Something I'm trying to nurture is identify my weaknesses and put posters up, put on a wallpaper, something to help remind me of my weakness and help me get my goal done.
All right, good. So it takes a little discipline to be willing to actually stop and think about our weaknesses, right? Because we don't naturally like to admit my weakness. And then you make the conscious choice to put a poster up. That took a little bit of discipline, didn't it? All right, so good. I think that's excellent. Maybe you don't post it on the wall, but maybe you put it somewhere where you can kind of keep tabs on yourself. Very good. What else? Do you have a schedule for your life? You have a certain time you go to bed, a certain time you get up, a certain time you arrive at school. Maybe if you're a parent, a certain time you put your children to bed, a certain time you get them up out of bed in the mornings. You guys have set bedtimes? You try to be in bed by X amount of certain time? Any of you? Okay, excellent. Good. How many of you have, during school anyway, normal time you get up in the morning? Okay, pretty much everybody. I mean, because you don't really want to be late for school, do you? So that's all part of being disciplined. And I think, as was already talked about, successful people take those things and they continue to build that out in their life. And maybe they schedule out more than that. So do you have a set time when you grade papers? Maybe we should. It's really easy to not be disciplined with that, isn't it? You know, my excuse is, 3 o'clock hits, finally, the students are gone, and I got to clear my brain. Well, how long do I need to clear my brain? Yeah, it's nice to reset a little bit, but it's easy to get distracted, and the next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock, and I haven't even started on my checking, because I was clearing my brain. All right, so I should be more disciplined. Maybe 10 minutes is all I need, all right? So this is why I need this class. Do you have a set time you go home from school? Now, that's going to vary. As a married person, we probably do a little quicker, some of us, because we've got children that need supper. Some of the rest of you might not. I don't know. Should you? Because if you burn the candle at both ends, the age-old thing, you're going to burn out, right? So I would challenge you with that a little bit. Be disciplined and get your work done, but don't overwork yourself, because you will burn out. I don't know. You get up and drink coffee every morning? I mean, if you're a good school teacher, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, just little habits that you have, and then think about just doing those across. I would challenge you, too, as a teacher, and again, how many of you show up to school before 8 o'clock? Okay, good. If you don't, that's fine. You find what works for you, but I personally don't have any idea how teachers do that. They walk in at 8:10, and they're ready. I have to have time to get my brain in gear. I have to get there. And so be disciplined. Set that time. I leave my house and I get to school. And do you have a routine once you get there? Make sure you got everything in place. How many of you have a routine of praying for your students or spending time in prayer before school? All right, excellent. I would really challenge you to do that. That has really changed my mindset. Again, as a parent, some days, you know, there's a lot on your mind when you leave for school. Things, you know, children are not getting up and cooperating at home, different things like that. Maybe it's broader things. It all depends on your responsibility. I have some other responsibilities in life, too. And so, you know, there's things that weigh on your brain, and you get to school, and, oh, you're just kind of overwhelmed, and you just, oh, here comes the students. Yeah, good morning, good morning. Do they know how your day is already? Do you know how their day is when they walk in? Yep. And do you know how they know how your day is? And so I would really challenge you, take the discipline to try to lay aside those things. Life is real. And I'm not saying your students should never know that you're sad or struggling or anything, but really try to lay that aside. And I found for me, I try to be out on our school front porch by about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I pace that porch up and down the sidewalk, and I pray. Not every morning. Some mornings it's more just thinking. But I try to get myself geared. I guess you would say, I don't know what other word to use for it. And then I wait, I'm there at the door, and I welcome every student in the whole school as they come in. Something that I've started doing and I really, really like. Builds rapport with the younger ones, and my students go put their things away, and then they come and wait back outside with me until it's time to go in. That way they're not unsupervised. But that's something, and again, it's not that I'm just on the dot every morning. I mean, some mornings, it might be 8:10 some mornings, probably. Yeah, it depends, because I'm working on my discipline. So it's not always 8 o'clock, 8:10 probably, too many mornings. But I have found that to be really, really helpful in getting my day going and just getting my mind at rest with welcoming those students to school. So those are just a few of the things. Does somebody else have something else on their habits? Maybe you've tried it, didn't work. Something you've seen somebody else do that does work. Maybe you haven't done it yourself.
Something I've done that helped me a lot was get exercise in the morning. Go walk or run or something like that.
Sorry about my phone.
Yeah, that seemed to get my day off to
enjoy. All right, good. Exercise, you know, can be overdone, but it's an important thing. And I would challenge you with that too, the discipline. How many of you play regularly at recess with your students? Excellent. I think that's important for your own health and for interaction with them. Why don't I work out in the mornings? As in go run or, you know, do a few push-ups on the floor or something. You know why I don't? Anybody want to guess? Because I'd have to get up earlier. So what's that called? Lack of discipline, right? Okay. You know, 10 minutes earlier and go walk around the house at least, right? I mean, something. All right, I don't know how much time you've taken for that, but that's where discipline comes in. Are you really willing to lay aside something else? I was listening to somebody speak about discipline, And it was in the context of being a Christian and reading their Bible. And this man said this. He challenged his audience to get up like 30 minutes earlier the next day to have more time to read the Bible. And of course, you know, probably the reaction like me, well, I'd have to get up 30 minutes earlier. He's like, yeah, you can do that. And this is what he told them. And this is what you're going to have to do if you want to be a disciplined person. You're going to have to take definite steps. He said, take your alarm, and instead of putting it right beside your bed, move it across the room. So I don't know if you use an alarm clock or your phone, but move it across the room. Because now you can't just hit the snooze. You're going to have to get out of bed and go over there to turn it off. But he said, take your Bible and lay it on top of your alarm across the room. So he said, when that alarm rings, you got to get out of bed. You got to walk over, pick your Bible up, and turn the alarm off. Your Bible's already in your hand, so just leave it there and head on out to the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, and read your Bible. I think he's on to something just from the fact of that's what discipline is going to have to look like. You're going to have to actually make that conscious, hard decision to do something that takes you out of your comfort zone to change your lifestyle. And so whatever that habit is, work on it. So how does being disciplined or the lack of it affect your life? Does discipline have a ripple effect? We've talked some about that. Do you have some thoughts on that specifically?
I found that, like, when I formed a habit, well, for me, I kind of formed the habit of making my bed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're scared to break it almost. Like, if you stop for a while, then you know it's going to be hard to start it. So you kind of have that fear that keeps you doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal, really, making the bed, but. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That thing of if you know you stop, it's going to be a lot harder to pick it back up. Good. What else? I think that's correct. I really do. For me, I call it, do I live life in default mode or deliberate mode? And I do truly believe it has a ripple down effect. If you make your bed every morning, you've already made a conscious effort to discipline yourself in one area. And I believe when you start in one area, it does help you to be able to do it in other areas. And I think it comes down to that also. Where is our focus in life? Do we have a goal that's not just, well, let's get through today and get back to bed? Do we have a goal that's further down the road? And if you want to reach a goal, you're going to have some discipline of whatever that goal is. And so I think it does definitely affect. Other thoughts, positive or negative, how it can affect you positively or how the lack of it can affect you. That's good. So how many of you have a struggle with getting up and spending enough time with God in the morning? Can we be honest enough? Okay, so it's a human problem. What drives that problem? I guess the fallen human nature. Go ahead. You have a thought?
Selfishness.
Selfishness. Yeah, that we haven't brought that word in. That's probably a big deterrent to discipline, right? We're selfish. I think you're right. I think that's good. So I think that's great. And you mentioned, I forget how you worded it here, but, and I hadn't even said this earlier, but I had it down that discipline is important because it helps me manage my emotions. Because if your life is sort of chaotic, you're probably going to tend to be a little bit more of the person who kind of blows up at things. There's just not that disciplined spirit. And that, again, that does, our personalities play into some of this too. But I think that's true. And if we can take that disciplined time for God, and I would challenge you with that, that again, you know, we can fall into the trap of, got to have my devotions. And we pick up our Bible and, all right, I'm ready for this chapter, and I read 10 verses, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, do you remember what you read? So my challenge to you is be disciplined and take the time, but don't limit what you have to do in that time. Make the time about connecting with God. And if you read one verse and you've got all the connection with God that you need to really feel like you're charged for the day, wonderful. If you read five chapters, wonderful. If you didn't even read it that morning, but you prayed and you poured your heart out to God and you felt the Spirit of God, that connection, wonderful. I think sometimes we do ourselves an injustice because we preach and teach, have your personal devotions time. Absolutely. But it's personal connection with God time, not just read the Bible time. I hope you can connect with what I'm saying. I'm not detracting at all from reading the Bible. I'm saying connect with God, because that's where you're going to get the help that you need for the discipline throughout your day. And it does, for me, it makes a huge difference in how I relate to things that come up. Discipline in one area helps to develop a mindset that carries into other areas and decisions. I think, you know, if you just start by trying to discipline in your diet, discipline and get exercise, discipline in your sleep habits, you know, it starts building in all those areas of life. And then it can come into the spiritual side, or maybe it starts there and comes down through. I'm not sure, but I have found for myself that when I start being disciplined in one area, it just helps me in other areas of life. And some of you have voiced that as well. Discipline helps us to stick to it when the mood wanes. Our mood, our emotions, they go back and forth. Some days we're more excited about things than others. But that discipline helps us. You only grow when you're uncomfortable. We've already talked about that a little bit. How do I know if I'm a disciplined person? Let's go on to that one. We've got just a few minutes left here, I believe, right? I think so. How do you know if you're a disciplined person? Well, you chose to come here, so you at least have some level of discipline. You could have either not come to teacher training at all, or you could have chosen to take some of the class, which I don't know if it would have been easier or more comfortable or not, but you chose to come learn about it. So you're at least on the track of trying to become a disciplined person. Go ahead.
Ask your wife or your mom.
Ask your wife or your mom. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they'll have a pretty honest opinion on that. Good. I didn't even think about that. Ask the people around you. Yeah, that's good. What else?
I think deep down, they probably know whether they are or not, if they really honest with themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. The person, the one talk, I think it was the same guy that was talking about putting your Bible on top of the alarm clock. He said even if you hit that snooze 15 minutes every morning in X amount of time, you start calculating up, well, in 4 days, that's an hour of extra sleep, right, that you've just wasted by hitting your snooze. Am I right? Yeah, 15 minutes, 4 days. You've already lost an hour, so start playing that out even. And you start thinking about the time that's lost, that you could have been doing something more profitable, right? So I think when you're at the core, how do you know if you're a disciplined person? Well, are you willing to stop and think about your life and analyze it and try to figure out, okay, what's running my life? What's controlling my life? We probably have all heard the fly by the seat of your pants expression. Is that how you tend to live your life? Or do you live by deliberate choice? Where did that term come from? Does anybody know? fly by the seat of your pants? I looked it up because I was curious, because it came to my mind as I was studying here, you know, do I stop and think or do I fly by the seat of my pants? It literally comes from, as I understand, back in the day, airplane pilots, before they had all the technology and all the gadgets, it literally meant they were flying by eyesight. They didn't have instruments. You know, I guess you take off in your plane and they had to pay attention. So they literally flew just sitting in the seat by now, you know, they've got all the gadgets, GPS. I don't know what all's in an airplane. Maybe some of you fly. I don't know. But now they've got all kinds of things to help them fly. So do you fly by just keeping track of what's going right around you, or do you actually have discipline? They think, disciplined person thinks before they act. Think about how you will respond. Think about, why do I do what I do? Now we have to, well, we'll get to that. I'll save that thought. A disciplined person doesn't react to words or actions. They're slow to anger. Proverbs 16:2, I believe it says, has the idea that a person that is in control of themselves is one of the strongest people around, stronger than a soldier. I forget. You can look the verse up. Proverbs 16:2. So as a teacher, do you react to the words and the actions of your students and your co-teachers and your people around you? As a parent, am I reacting to my wife and my children, or am I disciplined? Can I just take it in stride and keep going? I don't know where everybody stands with technology, but it's a huge, pretty much any level where you're at with it. I mean, okay, how many of you have a cell phone? Okay, I think everybody in this room has a cell phone. So even at a core level, even if you don't have a smartphone at a core level, you still have to decide how much you're going to talk on that phone, right? So, and that goes way beyond. I think a huge thing in our day, discipline comes down to how much we use this technology. I used it to prepare for this class, but it's also a distraction the whole time, in a sense. And then if you use it more, there's so much social media out there. I mean, there's Facebook, WhatsApp, and I don't keep up with all the different, there are so many different things that you can do. So how much discipline does it take to not let our technology become our master? How many times in a day do you have to check it? How many in you in here, anybody in here have Facebook or any kind of social media like that? Okay, so some do. That's perfectly fine. I'm not going to keep talking about it if it doesn't apply. But, you know, there's a real thing in our world today that drives people. They post something on Facebook, and then they have to, oh, who liked it? Oh, they didn't like it yet. And they're obsessed with that device and that post. All right, so discipline comes in. How many times a day do I have to check my messages? Or how many times a day? And my phone went off up here, right? So it takes a lot of discipline. Life is real. Unfortunately, that's an alarm thing that goes off because it's something I go at home and I haven't figured out how to turn it off yet. Well, it'd be nice to silence it. But, you know, even there, silence it and move on with life, right? Not trying to say I did the right thing. I'm just saying, you know, there's ways in life. Are you disciplined enough to just, if you have to, glance and go and keep moving with life? Because the reality is that if you're not disciplined enough to not live on here, you're going to live in a fake reality. That's what it's doing in our world today, is that if you live on social media too much, you will be living in a fake reality. And I think it's really hard to be disciplined in a fake reality. So stay in reality, live a real life, and do not let these things become your master. Can you develop discipline? Got just a couple of minutes left. Let's wrap it up. Can you develop discipline? Yes. All right. See, head's nodding. Good. How do you do it?
Starting.
That's really the core. It's one choice at a time, one step at a time. It's really that simple. I mean, it's like so many things in life. It's not really that hard when you boil down to it, but it's hard to take that first step. I mean, it's just like salvation, isn't it? I mean, not the same, but I'm saying in that, you know, the Bible, the actual plan of salvation is very simple. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you will be saved. That's the gospel message in a nutshell. But how hard is it to actually live that out then? Well, you have to take up your cross and follow daily, right? And so it's that one step at a time, one choice at a time. Are there any dangers in being too disciplined?
If you're too rigid.
If you're too rigid, all right? You have any more thoughts on that? All right, that's where my mind was going too. Maybe somebody else had a thought on that. Are there dangers in being too disciplined? Can you be too rigid? Well, that's where my mind went too, is that if you're entirely bound by a schedule, life unfortunately cannot just be run by a schedule. There are times when, as much as you want to stay on track in your school day, something comes up and it's just not. You can't stay on. So don't be so bound by your schedule that you cannot roll with life. Be disciplined, but be flexible. Don't miss those teachable moments. Who was it? I heard somewhere already this morning, I think it was Larry in the novice teacher track, talked about one morning something came up in devotions. He didn't even say what it was, but they spent the whole first period discussing that. And I've actually had that happen one time too, questions that came up, and I don't remember how long we went. But don't be so inflexible, so disciplined that you miss those opportunities to discuss more important things than a math class, because those are there. And so if you're too disciplined, well, got to get to math class, and boom, away you go, and you don't know what you missed. So be disciplined, but be flexible. There's balance there. Sometimes you'll need to say no to V-ball and do school. But other times I'm going to say you need to say yes to V-ball and say no to school, or you'll burn out. Back to my thought of working too late. You know, that pile of papers will be there tomorrow. And sometimes I think you need to have the discipline to say, you know what, that will be there tomorrow. I've got to go home. I've got to go do this. Because it's still going to be there. But don't use that as an excuse to get behind in your work. But I think sometimes we become inflexible that way. So hopefully this has been an encouragement to you. It has been to me to study this, and this is definitely something that I want to work on in my life and in my classroom. And let's start the discipline in our Christian lives and in following God. God bless y'all. Thank you for your input.